what has been happening is that he abuses the systems, he abuses the institution of the army, he doesn't follow the law, he subverts the workings of the institution, and when he's criticized about it, then he turns around those people who tell him that he should change. He depicts them in a bad light, and they are the ones who should leave the institution, not the one who subverts the institution. And I find it very, very funny. So this is a new approach. I'm saying, no, things have got to be put in their proper perspective. He who is causing trouble must give way, not the other way around.
You said that President Museveni has abused the army. He's killed officers. And you mentioned also the fact that the army today have no barracks. One would think that this is a personal appeal to the army to remove Mr. Museveni.
UPDF as an army, it needs to liberate itself as an institution. You know, we went to the bush to fight for democracy in 1980-81. When we came in power in 1986, since that time, we've been fighting insurgencies in the country now for 27 years. We fought them inside the country. Because of Mr. Museveni's mistakes, he couldn't win these wars. These conflicts now have been externalized and assumed international dimensions. And you cannot have an army fighting for 27 years with no rest. No one seems to understand what impact this is having on the country. So he's been using this conflict for political survival. And I'm saying enough is enough. We need to start looking at this situation afresh.
Are you not concerned that the president or the government of Uganda might consider this treasonous?
Why should Mr. President remove people from the high command illegally? And he himself, he thinks he cannot be challenged, that he too is breaking the law. A president who does not respect the law or who does not respect the constitution cannot take refuge in the law. This is a principle. If you want the law to protect you, you must not abuse the law. So Mr. Museveni, in order for him to invoke the protection of the law which creates the offense of treason, he must follow the constitution of Uganda.
General, you know, you left Uganda. You were once in the parliament and you left Uganda. I remember a month ago or so, you asked to see if your time out of parliament could be extended. Have you had any news on that request?
No, that matter rests with the Speaker of Parliament, whom I respect. You see, my contention, which I told my lawyers, is I didn't leave Uganda willingly. I'm not keeping out of the country because I want to. Therefore, I need the law to look at that aspect. What happens when someone is absent from parliament, not out of his own free will, but because a regime is hunting him down? What should the law say?